Hallelujah. Another beautiful day like this is worthy of appreciating the Lord. We need to bless the name of the Lord. We need to appreciate the Lord. Wherever you are, just get ready to praise Him. Today is the 24th day of the month of November, year 2021. God has been so faithful. God has been so super. God has been so merciful. We appreciate the kindness of God. We appreciate the grace of God upon our lives. Wherever you are, beloved, just begin to appreciate the Lord. Sing unto Him. Join me and say, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh, for His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Oh, for His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Alone. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Oh, for His mercies endure right forever. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to get ready as we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Prayer Program. God has been doing wonders. God has been doing mighty work using this broadcast. And I pray for you as you are joining us now. May the heaven visit you. May the garment of celebration be dispatched into your life. May the yoke of the enemy be broken. May your destiny move forward. May you never remain the same. May the God of heaven announce you all over the world. May the voice of heaven speak for you. May the power of God come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There are seven prayers you are going to pray. Pray the prayer very well. Say, every witchcraft exchange of my glory. That's one of the prayers I want you to pray. Glory can be exchanged. Glory can be buried. Glory can be transferred. Every witchcraft exchange of my glory. There, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft exchange of my glory. There, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft exchange of my glory. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil transaction with my star. There, in the name of Jesus. Every evil transaction with my star. There, in the name of Jesus. Every evil transaction with my star. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil agenda for me and my family as the year is running to an end. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil agenda for me and my family as the year is running to an end. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Evil agenda for me and my family as the year is running to an end. Scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every hidden covenant that came into my life as a result of food I have eaten in a dream, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant that came into my life as a result of food I've eaten in a dream, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant that came into my life as a result of the food I've eaten in the dream, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Mention your name three times. Emmanuel, 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 get out from the prison of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, 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 get out of the prison of witchcraft. Get out, 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 get out. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel,
Get out of the prison of witchcraft. Get out, get out, get out, get out.
In Jesus' name we pray. That's a mighty prayer. Wonderful. Somebody is praying that prayer and the power of God is pulling you out. Yako goes kada kada ka. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the control of evil altar. Blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the control of evil altars in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the control of evil altars in Jesus' name we pray. Say, all my personal document stolen by evil altars, release it and catch fire in the name of Jesus. All my personal document stolen by evil altar, release it, catch fire, release it, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Something is going on there now. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and bring me back from the land of slavery to the land of freedom. Bring me back from the land of slavery to the land of freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I withdraw my prosperity from the control of evil altar. Say that one very well. Somebody need to pray that one. I withdraw my prosperity from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my prosperity from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my prosperity from the control of evil altar in Jesus' name. Pray. This next prayer is because of somebody here. I want you to pray that prayer for about 10 minutes. Even after this broadcast, take your time and pray. Say, I withdraw my glory from the control of village altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my glory from the control of village altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my glory from the control of village altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my glory from the control of village altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my glory from the control of village altar in Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful Jesus. Yesterday, I started a topic on affliction must die. And if you cannot pick anything yesterday, you must pick these 2 points. Number one, that affliction is an entity and is a spirit. Number two, I said, when you cry loud against affliction, affliction shall disappear. The Bible says, on the day I cry, my enemy turn back. When you cry, your enemy shall turn back. If you cannot remember anything, you must remember that two statements. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teacher be removed in a corner anymore, but thy eyes shall see thy teachers. There's something we know as a bread of adversity, water of affliction. I pray for somebody that any human agent feeding you with a bread and water of affliction shall be destroyed and disgraced in Jesus' name. Someone just look at you and hate you for no reason, to the point of firing arrow at you. Such fellow shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Micaiah the prophet told the king the right prophecy, and the king said, you are going to remain in prison, where you are going to drink in agony, where you are going to eat in agony, where you are going to eat the bread of affliction. But the man of God stood still, and the king never returned. Those who travel to evil location because of you, they will never return in Jesus' name. Yes. My local prakatakatas. My likaya burakatan sutika. Psalm 107 verse 10 says, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, every chain of affliction shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. So affliction can bind. Affliction binds. Affliction bring low. Affliction can bring people into captivity.
If you have not listened to my message on captivity, go and get it. Affliction can bring people into captivity. Look at Lamentation chapter 1 verse 3. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction. Affliction can bring people into captivity. Affliction can be projected into the life of people. Affliction can be assigned into the life of people. Satanic agent can program affliction into people's life. Evil projector, satanic consultant, they can assign affliction to people's life. Envious friends can project affliction to people's life. Envious family members can project affliction to people's life. Witches and wizards can project affliction to people's life. Occult personalities can project affliction to people's life. Do you know ancestral spirit can project affliction to people's life? Environmental demon can project affliction to people's life. All strange foul spirit can project affliction to people's life. When affliction is projected into the life of people and they do not know how to chase it out and deal with it in anger, that affliction will bring them into captivity. That affliction will render their life completely useless. That affliction will bind them. That affliction will bring them low. That affliction will limit them. That affliction will make them sick. That affliction will affect their destiny. That the affliction will make things hard for them because they have not dealt with that affliction. They have not dealt with that affliction. You must rise up and fire prayers against that affliction. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 15 say, "Why criest thou for thy affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquity. God, thy sin will increase. I have done this thing unto thee." You see, now when you begin to see some things like this, you will know that there is possibility for someone to rise up and program affliction into another person. There's possibility for someone also to rise up and pray that affliction away. Job was bound in affliction of disease and sorrow, and that resulted into losing a lot of things, including his children, until God intervened. Anna was bound in affliction of barrenness until she cried to the Lord, and the Lord intervened. When you cry to the Lord, the Almighty God will intervene in your situation. The day you cry is the day of deliverance. The Bible says something in Job chapter 36 verse 15. He said, "He delivereth the poor in his affliction and opened the ears in oppression." God delivered the poor in his affliction and opened their ears in oppression. So understand that God can deliver. Psalm 119 verse 153 says, "Consider my affliction, O Lord, and deliver me, for I do not forget that law." God has power to deliver you from affliction. What are the afflictions you are passing through? Are you passing through some infirmities? Are you passing through some sicknesses that you have used drug and it has never gone? Are you having some ailment in your body and you are just managing it? Are you barren? Are you passing through poverty-stricken attack? Is your business down? Are your children becoming strangers? Are your children working against you? These are afflictions. You are to cry against them. You are to cry in anger. You cannot be gentle against them. Have you found out that your life never moved the way it's supposed to move? Suddenly everything crashed down like a pack of cards. It's an affliction. You are failing that exam, you are failing 2-3 times. It's an affliction. You cannot sleep at night, somebody will come and feed you. It's an affliction. You are oppressed at night, somebody will come and mess and defy you at night. It's an affliction. The day you cry is a day of freedom. You cannot close your mouth. If you close your mouth, it will not work. But when you cry unto the Lord in anger, the way Anna cry, the way blind in Bartimaeus cry. Is anyone dead? Are we having some people there that are afflicting your place of work? You ought to have received promotion. Somebody sat on it. It's an affliction. When you develop anger and you cry out, something will happen. I don't want you to forget this scripture that I want to read. Psalm 56, verse 10. Sorry, verse 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Don't forget this scripture. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, for God is for me. I'm going to read it the third time because I love the scripture. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. This I know, God is for me. It means that the enemy pursues. The enemy will harass you until you cry against them. You cannot be gentle in these last days. Violence is needed according to the scripture. On the day, right from the days of John the Baptist, violence has been demanded. It is time for you to get ready. Lagro moske prakonte le krapa parasi aliama prakose elia kagara katala broko sento kwasia ebia boko gro katala broko sentia ma papuya ropo takata langaka se karikaya rampos kotia. Thank you, Father. Bring out your bottle of oil if you have one, or a bottle of water. Lord, we thank you, for you are God that work wonders. Let your power enter into this oil and this water. Let it mix with the blood of Jesus and the anointing of Holy Ghost. Enter therein. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. La groko ni mo kakarakasi. Abiamo kangra katalasko dobe. Elias sentere buruboshun to kaya. Now get ready. Put the oil on your head. See, my head, reject bewitchment. My head, reject evil arrow. My head, reject sorrow. My head, you shall not be caged. My head, refuse to be manipulated in the name of Jesus. Anoint your chest. Say, my heart, you will not stop breathing. My heart, you shall function well. My heart, receive the touch of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Now drink a little and say, affliction inside my body, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Affliction inside my body, get out by fire, get out by fire, get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach. Thank you, Father. Say, anything I have swallowed in the dream that has become affliction in my body, get out now in the name of Jesus. Anything I have swallowed in the dream that has become affliction in my body, get out now, get out now, get out now. Somebody need to spend 10 minutes on this prayer. Anything I have swallowed in the dream that has become affliction in my body, get out now, get out now, get out now, get out now, get out now. In Jesus' name we pray. Get ready as we pray this prayer. Say, affliction of my Father's house pursuing my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, affliction of my Father's house pursuing my destiny. There, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Yes. Yes. Spirit of affliction, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of affliction, depart from my life. Depart, 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 depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand. Say, my hand, get out from the captivity of darkness.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Begin to soak your hand in the blood of Jesus. I soak my hands in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint you. Receive my legs. Get out of the captivity of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I soak my legs in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Aha. Say, envious witchcraft that is behind my case. There, in the name of Jesus, envious witchcraft that is behind my case. There, in the name of Jesus, envious witchcraft that is behind my case. There, in the name of Jesus, envious witchcraft that is behind my case. There, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, envious family members, be disgraced openly. In the name of Jesus, envious family members, be disgraced openly. In the name of Jesus, envious family members, be disgraced openly. In Jesus' name we pray. Any power using witchcraft to steal from me, in the name of Jesus, any power using witchcraft to steal from me, there, in the name of Jesus, any power using witchcraft to steal from me, there, in the name of Jesus, any power using witchcraft to steal from me, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now bring out your prayer request. Lord, I thank you for this prayer request. Let it be answered by fire. Let your power enter into this request. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. What a wonderful Father. Great God. Yes, I want to pray for some people here. If you are listening to me now and you are expecting some document, either from the government, and you know that with this document, you are going to celebrate, you are going to rejoice, you are going to have testimony. Now lay your hand upon your head. Father, I pray that all the documents your children are expecting from the government, or from the hand of anyone, or from any institution or organization, I command the document to be released. Be released, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. If you are here, someone or group of people, they are sitting on your entitlement. Now lay your hand upon your chest. Lord, I thank you because you are the Almighty God. You are the creator of heaven and the earth. Lord, I speak. Anyone or group of people that are presently sitting on the benefit of these people, in the name of Jesus, within 7 days, I command all of them to be unseated, be unseated, be unseated, be unseated, and I command that benefit to be released. Aha. Look at it. It's done. Be released. Aha. Be released. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. La gra kata 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 kata. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Wonderful Jesus. He's being released now. Yes, shala bara bara bara. Thank you, Father. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I pray for you. God will answer you by fire. The power of Holy Ghost will go into your life. And the yoke of darkness will be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are here, you have been passing through some situations, strange situation, and you are troubled, just lay your hand upon your chest. Father, I pray by the authority in the name of Jesus that all these people passing through strange situations shall be delivered. As they believe in you, answer their prayers. Answer their prayers in the name of Jesus. And that yoke shall be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are here, you have not married. Lay your right hand upon your head. Father, give your children their own wives, their own husband. Let it be done within the next 3 months. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, it is already settled. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Beloved, in case you have testimony or one or two things you want to share with us, you can pass information to my WhatsApp number. 0802. 336-9298. 0802-336-9298.
I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Don't forget to read Psalm 91. Lord bless you in Jesus' name.